ואלה תולדויס יצחוק בן אברום, אברום הוידי דס יצחוק. ואלה תולדויס יצחוק בן אברום, אברום הוידי דס יצחוק. אז רשי בינס דאום, לא בורח, די שקוסה וקוסה ויצחוק בן אברום, הוסקק לא אמר אברום, אוי לי דס יצחוק. ושאויו לצולי הדור אימרי, מאבי מלך נישאה בו סור, שריקמו שונים שועסו עם אברום, ולא נישאה בו אימנו. מה עושה הקדוש ברוך הוא צר קלסטר פונוב של יצחוק דוי מלא אברום? ידעו הכל, אברום, אוי לי דס יצחוק. וזהו שכוסב יצחוק בן אברום, שהרי יש עדוס שאברום הוא לי דס יצחוק. So this is what Rashi is saying. So now, Eile told us Yitzchok ben Avrom, Avrom Oili des Yitzchok. Fi shehoyu litzon ha'ador imri, me'avimelech nisa b'osor, shari kamo shonim, hoyso sho under Avrom, and she didn't have kids. Avimelech took her, and she has a baby. Me'avimelech nisa b'osor. Where's the kasha is? Avram had kids, he had Ishmael. Avimelech also has kids. Sorok cannot have kids. She marries Avimelech, she has kids. What is the answer to Avimelech is Abu Sorok? It's a mess. Avram could have kids. He had Ishmael. Avimelech also could have kids. So the one that cannot have kids, Esoro. So what kind of letzonis is Mavi Melech Nisabro Soro? It's a miracle that Soro had a baby. And the shtick letzonis that they did, they got nowhere. So the Briskerov, Avada was a mess. The letzonim didn't come to say it's medical, Manhattan medical, that Soro had a baby, Mavi Melech. Avada, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam made it. So what they get in the letzonis, if it's anyway a mess. So when they stand in one of the meitzilas, so the beskarov, the letzonim, what is the kach of the letzonim? The letzonim want to say, avada, sometimes strange things happen in the world. Someone doesn't have kids for 30 years, he has a baby. But you know, you also hear stories in China that someone didn't have kids for 30 years and then he had a baby. The letzonim try to take away the koyach of the ness. Strange, it happened. Hashem made a ness for Avimelech. That's all. It was Nisabah. The cheftz of the letzonis is not to say that it's not a ness, but to say it's no shaykhes because of Avraham Tzadik, Hashem made him a ness, and his wife will have a baby when she's 90. It happened. Boom. The ness happened. Boom. With Avimelech. Forget koyach sara to bring a bad kid to the world. The koyach of the letzonim is not to say it's no ness. About it's very strange, 10 people won the war. It's brought down in Chanukah, my Chanukah, Shenichlusu Yevonim, Shegovro Malchus Hashmenoim, Nichlusu Beis Hamikdash, they found Pach Hashem. And the question is, and we'll speak about Bezra Hashem and Chanukah, we need them. The ness was that the Yevonim wanted to kill us, and Hashem saved us. The Pach Hashem was a technical chumre that they were machmir, like people that don't eat Rabbanut Me'avrin, yeah? It's a chumre, yeah? They didn't want to use this oil. Chumre! So that was the ness. That was the ness. That was the ness. So for that you make Hanukkah? But the Talmud says, if they would make the ness that we won the war, and 2,000 years later, in our generation, people will say, yeah. And in this, in 2,600, these country, five people won that war, and these people won that war. It's very hard to point the ness. The way to point the ness is that the oil could last for 7 days. That can't be. This is what the Litzonim tainet. Mavi Melech Nisabot Zohar. The Shaila is why the Litzonim started to work in Parshas Tolmas. The Litzonim had to be at Rome 60 and 40. Parshas Tolmas is 60. Yeah? Yitzchak ben Avoyim bekachti es Rivka, and then he becomes 60. He starts to daven, and we start Parshas Tolmas. What did Litzonim wake up to be in Parshas Tolmas? So you could say they woke up 60 years ago, just Rashi brought them in Parshas Tolmas. But look, if Rashi brings them in Parshas Tolmas, we still start to work in Parshas Tolmas. So I'm going to be foolish. In the beginning, no one was listening to the Litzonis. Pitom, Rivka had a baby like Esau. People said, Esau? Yitzchak and Rivka, a kid like Esau? The Teret says, this kid is from Avimelech, Sikum from the Tate. So Kozman, Rivka didn't have a kid like Yitzchak. So no one like Esau, Yitzchak and Rivka. Zera Shikulei Kodesh. For sure the kids will be good. Pitom, they see two kids. Ah, one of them belongs to Rivka. And the one is from Avimelech. So the Mele, the Letzonis took place. When they saw a bad kid, what is it, Kasha? Ezo? Mishmoel? So, first, we have to answer the Chumash Yerushalayim, but the Maisa will answer that first, I think Avshach said it, someone asked him a similar question. He said, Av the Letzonis with Frenish Kinkasha. My guy makes a joke here, you see it comes, so I have to answer him. The Letzonis catches. Before it was Rivka and Yitzchak, people say, Avimelech Nisab, well, make a taste. Here we have a kasha, look at this kid. This kid looks bad. The main of the Letzonis, and Ponevich, the felt asked the kasha, that's what Rashi answers, that I could shpoch utzar klaster ponim, shall Yitzchak, like Avraham. Oh, they said it has to be the son of Avraham. So the Ponevich, the felt like the kasha, the Gemara says, Rov bonim doimim le'ache yoim. The brother of Sarah was light. Right? When we had a story with the royal Lloyd were fighting with Roy Avram, Avram tells him, Ki ashim, ki anoshim achim anachnu. Rashi means now we look like each other and people mix us up and people think that as your people are Roy and my people are Roy. So state that Avram and Lloyd look similar. So if Lloyd looks like Avram, so his nephew would look like him, right? So even if Yitzchak looks like Avram, there's no raya that he's the son of Avram. He could be from Rivka and looks like her brothers. So what the hell with Hashem? Tzar klaster ponim. So there's one medrash that he was born different. And when the Litzonim started to make the rumors, his face changed in the middle. Pidon, one day, his face looked like Avram. So there was the Eidus Meshomai. ויצרו בן 40 שונו בקחתו ישריפקו בס בסואל או ארמי מפדון ארום אחוי סלובון ארמי לא ילאישו. Here's a beautiful word from Rav Nevenzal, the Rav of the old city. ויצרו בן 40 שונו בקחתו in the end of the parasha says a similar word. ויצרו בן 40 שונו בקחתו ישריפקו, the daughter of סואל או ארמי מפדון ארום, and also she was the sister אחוי סלובון ארמי לא ילאישו. So he said like this, we know the Chazal that Eliezer met Rivka, he gave her the Nezami. And then he said, you know, I want to take her to marry her, to get married to Yitzchok. In the meantime, they said he had to talk to old Rosha. They put the soup, was the poison, the Malach changed it, Besul ate from the soup. And in the end, only Lavan and the brother and the mother were greater to Shlef Tarz Yisrael, and they gave her to Yitzchok, to Eliezer, for Yitzchok. So he said, Pshat Hazay. The Kiddushin, what he did, it was the father, was Mekabel Kiddushin for Rivka. Well, we learn with his son, we learn all the halachos from Eliezer. So when he took her, the kiddushin was bekachtoi es Rivko bas Besuel. The kiddushin was with Rivko bas Besuel. Achoislovo naarami loy leisho. But the nesuim was with achoislovo naarami. This is the bottom of Levinson. It's a beautiful vote. Rashi, the last Rashi in the parsha, says the same thing and something else. The same pasuk. In the last pasuk, Vayelech Eso el Ishmoel, Vayikach es machlas bas Ishmoel, achois novois anoshov loy leisho. So Eso, when he saw that Avram Yitzchok likes, so he took, Rashi says he left his shvach, his wives and David his other, but he took one more. Everyone's on him, God said that, what is Eso? He sees his father doesn't like Bnei Sknaah, so he took also from the Mishpucha, he took from Mishmol. Oh, but I'm not sure, he left the bad ones, the ones that do not have a Zohar, and he also took one, the Bible says, like a guy that has, you know, also a kosher reform, yeah? You could call him Esav. This is Esav, a bacher that has also a kosher reform. And the way you know it, if you call him during the day and he doesn't answer, you know that he has another fault. That is a very easy way to check it. Yeah? If you call a couple times, that's the way you check it. Call 5-6 times and he's not available, you know that he's an Esav. And we don't want these Esavs in yeshiva. We ask all of them to leave the yeshiva. All of the Esavs, we're asking them not to be in yeshiva. In our parsha, Esav also say, go back to also say, don't stay in yeshiva. This is an Esav, he has a kosher reform. Al Noshov. Yeah, no, I also have a kosher reform. It's a mahalach of Esav. It's a cup of Esav. This bochum is a cup of Esav. He has a kosher reform. He also is not a kosher reform. The David made. So Rashi says, Rashi has a kasher. Vayelech Esav el Ishmoel, vayikach es machlas bas Ishmoel, achois Novos. She's a sister of Novos. She's the daughter of Ishmael and the sister of Nabat. Nafkamina. Zok Rashi, when he made a kiddushin, she was the daughter of Ishmael. Before the chasana, Ishmael died. So Beshaz the Nisuim, the one that brought her to the chasana, was her brother. So Zachois Novos, loy leisho. Vayikach is machmas bas Ishmael. Achois Novos, loy leisho. So Rashi Mamish says, the last Rashi in the parsha says the vote of Rav Nevinzal, but he says it on Ishmael. Rav Nevinzal says the second person in the parsha the same vote, but lefi lechazal. The son of Rashi here doesn't shtel on it. Vayetar Yitzchok laHashem lenoichach ishtri ki akoroi. Vayesor lo Hashem vatar Rivko ishtri. Vayesar. Hirbo vehiftzir betfilo. Vayesar lo Hashem nispatzer venispayes venispate. He begged and he begged and Hashem agreed. Before she asked what Yitzchok had to beg so much. I'm not going back now to the whole shmuz that we spoke. That Hashem already promised Yitzchok to have kids. Ki b'Yitzchok yikoro lechozera. And Yitzchok has to daven so much for having kids. Hello. But Vayeser lo Hashem. Vayeser lo Hashem. Nisratzi, nispayes. He begged so much and Hashem said yes. What he had to beg so much? So the Mefoshim bring down, Chazal say, well, later in the parsha, that Esav, when he was 13, he came back, Oyech min Asode, Ve'oysa ayoyim ovar Esav al and he came back and Yaakov was busy with the Nezid Adoshim. He was sitting Shiva and his Yitzchok was sitting Shiva and his father. Chazal say, why Avraham Avinu died and Yitzchok was sitting Shiva? He will not see his grandson going off the derech. It's a terrible thing to see a grandson goes off the derech. So Hashem took Avram 5 years early that he would not see it. Now if Yitzchok would not beg, and he would have kids when he's 65, so Avram would live the normal life. Because Yitzchok begged so strong, Hashem killed Avram. So Yitzchok begged, and he managed to kill Avram. Okay, it's not a reason not to daven. Sometimes you don't understand why he's not listening. And then he listens and he kills five people and you don't want them to be killed. Yitzhak managed to kill his father. So when they told it to Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, he said that the gematria from Vayeosor Loi Hashem is Chomei Shonim. So Vayeosor Loi Hashem Nisratze V'Nispayes and 5 years. What he needed, the begging, was for the 5 years. To make it close to 5 years. וישרויצצו אבונים בקיר בו ותוימר אם כן לא מזו הנויך ותלך לידרויס את השם. רשי says על כוחוך המקרה הזה אומר דורשני. What is וישרויצצו? רביסינו דורשו לו שנריצו כשהישו עברס על פסחי של תוירו יעקב רצו מפרקס לוצס כשהעברס על פבחה על אזור איסו מפרקס לוצס. For Shimshtal, in Ken Loma Zanoich, what was the kasha? She goes here, it comes out, she goes here, it comes out. So, Viskarov Alamo Shtal, I don't understand. It looks like if only when she would go near that with the Zohar, the kid would want to go out, she would not go to Hasashem. He wanted to go out near the yeshiva. He wanted to go out near David Zohar. She asked Hashem what is going on. And if he would go out only near David Zohar, he would not have a problem. Why? There is mashmah. The answer is, Biskirov said. He said in his way. For the recording, we'll see it in our way. He said, you have a kid that goes to David Zohar, it's not the end of the world. One day he could come back. But someone that tries to play both ways, that is the worst. Someone that pretends, this is the worst thing. She taught us the same boy. In the morning he's in yeshiva, by night he's there. This I don't want. A friar kid, one day we'll do tshuva. But the guy that plays, I sit down and walk. The Foshim Sam skipping over to Esau, that's a kasha. Esau from the house of Yitzchok, grandfather like Avraham Avinu. Wie kommt das zu sein, Esau? So the answer is, Esau came and he said, Ketzad me'asrim es ha-melach. Ketzad me'asrim es ha-dmai. They say, you have a kid, you ask him, you daven, he says yes. And he didn't daven. One day this kid will be a good kid. You know what kid has no chance? You come home, he pretends that he's davening. He pretends that he's davening. He's doing something else. He's reading Trefidik Ezach. Esav came, Kitz and Mas, and Samelach, Kitz and Mas. The Bacher that pretends that he's a good Bacher and he's not a good Bacher, that Bacher has no chance. I know some Bacher like that. You speak to them, they mamish think that they hear every Seder. They mamish think they come in time every day. It's no chance. A guy knows he's a bad bocher. One day he'll be good. We're not scared from that. The guy that fools himself is the worst thing. He can get better. He thinks he's good. He thinks he's good. You can't fix him. She thought she has such a kid. In the morning he's in Beis Medrash. By night he's in Avodah Zarah. She said, Chvilnish. I don't want such a kid. He told her it's two. She said, oh, it's good. What is the raya for the Biskarov? They told her it's two. So what is the answer? She went, Imken lo mazah anoichi. It's two. And now what? Now you have a real Roshan. That is okay. One good, one bad, she doesn't care. If it's the same one, that she could. ויעקב נוסן לאיסוב לחם ונזיד הדושי ויוכל ויש ויקם וילך וייזה וייבז איסוב וסבכו יום. Bisalevi is a famous Bisalevi. Yaakov gave Esau bread. Why he gave him bread? He only asked for the Nazir HaDosh. Some say, you know, you go to a Choshev restaurant, you know, they give you bread and water, they don't charge. Now, there's no way, you know, you order the Nazir, you get, you know, whole week, you get a couple of breads, you know, like a basket, to water for free, yeah? So, Kenzai. Rabbi Salevi says a better answer. Zog the Bisalevi is a aloche, if a person is a chozek bulmus, as a matziv, a pialoche, you're allowed to eat in Yom Kippur also. I can't help myself, I have to eat. It's a kind of illness. It's pikuach nefesh if he doesn't eat. Shulchan Aruch says, if you're working by someone, you're allowed to take the food. Esav came in Asode, ani olech lomus. Chazal say, I have to eat it. He just asked Yaakov Mamash to pour it into his mouth. Yaakov knew, the halacha is, if someone achozoi bulmus, and I knock on the door and I say, I can get bread, the guy says $1 million. I say, okay, just give it. You finish to eat, you don't have to give the money. I was pikuach nefesh. Yaakov was scared that Esau will tell him, it's given a bulmus. He stuffed him with bread. He was full. Now he gave him the Nazir HaDosh. Don't say when you ate your bulmus, you ate the bread first. This is the reason the Pasuk is madgish. On the result, if it's Medin Hotel, he says, why don't I say about the water that they served him? He says, why the Pasuk says that he gave him bread? He asked for the Nazir. You're right. When you order a meal, you get bread. But why in the Pasuk has to say? So he bisalevi lohidi ale doiris as esav dishkum midataine mekach toes. I was a bulmus. Teir says, remember, he gave you bread. You ate the bread. Now you're not so full. Now you're not so hungry. Even so, you ate the nazir. Now you have to pay. Then the Pasuk we learn on the Parsha, Vahiki Zoken Yitzchok, Vatichenu Einov Mirois. Vahiki Zoken Yitzchok, Vatichenu Einov Mirois. He became blind. Rashi brings down different Esberim. This time I saw a beautiful pshat. Chazal say in the Gemara of the Zohar, in Daf Chof Zayin Amud Beis, miyameim shel avriseinu leiposko mehem yeshiva. Avram zokin v'yoshev b'yeshiva. Shenemar v'avram zokin boya bayomim. Yitzchok Zokin v'yoshev b'yeshiva. Shenemar v'hiki Zokin Yitzchok v'tichenu einov. B'chai says, what is v'tichenu einov? B'chai says, when people get older, they become blind. It says, and Yaakov Avinu also, when he became older, he can't see. B'chai says, it says in Moshe Rabbeinu, you see, like it was a nes. Moshe is 120. But the Gemara says, "Meyomem shel aviseinu leposko mehem yeshiva." Avram zoken v'yoshev b'yeshiva. Shenemar Avram zoken bo bayomim. Yitzchok zoken v'yoshev b'yeshiva. Shenemar ki zoken Yitzchok v'tichenu einu b'yoyz. Frag the Ritvon of the Zoran of Choftes. Frag the Ritvon. What is the Shachas to Yeshu B'Yeshiva? It says exactly, Avram Zogin, and he was blind. אברהם זוקן בו ביום, אם יקצר בו זה זוקן, זוקן ויושב בישיבה. אבל יצחוק, ויהי כי זוקן יצחוק, ותיכנו אינו, זה גמור הזוקן חופזיין עמוד בייז, נבין זורם, מימים של אביסינו לפוסקם הם ישיבו שנאמר אברהם זוקן, פרק דלית פרצס, אברהם זוקן, בגינינג באברהם זוקן, he was old, he said and learned. אבל יצחוק זה זוקן ותיכנו אינו מרויס. זוג דריטבו, why they became blind? He says, because תוירו מתשס כויכוי של אודום, שנאמר תושיו, and במילה they learned so much till they became blind. ולא יבוא הקוסק לא ימר גנאי על יצחוק, אלא בו לא ימר שווח על יצחוק. That he was old and he used his eyes so much, so he became blind. Was ist der Ritva? So the world fragt the Kasha. So Moshe Rabbeinu, before 20 Shana, he was not blind. So it's a Gnai Moshe. Zog du Teres Chaim. I want to say it different shot. Says people think the pshat is you learn or you work so hard so you become shvach, right? Zog de Teras Chaim, I'm not masking, but I say Zog de Teras Chaim. Le'aniyus daiti, poyalim, asabolim, they work harder than the people that are sitting and learning. And by them I don't see mateshes. The guy learns abayim v'rov v'teisus in the fichoch, he really tells you he doesn't feel good. What happened today? I didn't feel good. Mateshes, I understand. I said, what happened? I didn't feel good. Mateshes. I started with Mateshes. My head, Mateshes. I understand. I seek a Seder. Mateshes, no. Yeah? But I understand. But he says, the sport guys work much harder. And by them, it's no Mateshes. One kasha. Second kasha, he says, the Gemara says that when Rabbi Shmuel met Rabbi Yechanan, he jumped over the river. Rabbi Yechanan told him, Chelech lo yirais. You could jump so strong. If you have a nashim, he said, if you have a b'tshuva, I'll give you my sister. Rabbi Shlokish was mekabel to b'chayz b'tshuva. The Gemara says he couldn't jump. The way back, he couldn't jump. So the Gemara, why? They says, he was mekabel of teire, so mateshes koichoy. Dear, what is mateshes? He didn't work hard. Zog de teres chayim, v'nir li sha'atoiro mateshes. כי התוירו לא תיכונס בגוף המגושו וכחויל שהוא מסקרב להשם היא מתשס כויח הגופני שיכונס בו כויח הרוחני. And the more that the Rabbisenu became higher and higher, they lost their body to become closer to Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu, Chazal said, when he wanted to die, the neshama didn't want to leave the body. The goof of Moshe Rabbeinu went up to the Shemaim, his goof became Kodesh. So b'meile b'hir, we didn't have to have mateshes. What we learn now from here? A bocher thinks, I'm till 10:30 in Bismedrash, and then I'm in the Maidir of 5 hours, schmoozing, playing, in a good case. Yeah? It doesn't chap. The Teire can go inside. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Pizza before Seder, pizza after Seder, baseball before, all the names, yeah? This one, that one, I'm showing a circle, different like an egg, all different kinds involved, yeah? Everything is good. The Teire can go in. Aviseinu lost the eyes. I'm not saying we're not in the Madrigas. I'm not telling you not to fast. I'm not telling you not to eat. Avaseinishkin Megusha. The Medrash says, Ad shata mispaler shikonsu divreteira letoich picho, mispaler shelo ikonsu ma'adonis letoich picho. We're not holding in the Madrigas not to take an ash. But not to Zaina Megusha. Kachi Darko Shotayo Mazba Melach, Toyo Mayim Bamesuro Tishte. Gemara says that the daughter of the Kesar told Shmuel, you don't look nice, you look terrible. She told, if I would look even worse, I would have even more Torah. She told, it doesn't make sense. He asked her, the wine by your father is in gold barrels or in cheres? Well, I say cheres in English, but something like that. Yeah. So she said, no. So he told her, it doesn't make sense. The king? So she went in the night, she put all of the wine in gold big barrels. Yeah? After a week, everything was sour. Why? The wine has to have a chavis. There's nothing more to do about it. The Torah, this is what Shmuel said. The Torah, I look bad. I don't look good. The Torah stays by me. We're a generation, we see choshet and chachomim, but they don't look put together like us. Like, we have like a little bit, you know, very good to be on Gadol, but, you know, I want to stay to look like me. I want to know the Torah like him. But, you know, to put together like me, 2 showers a day, etc., etc. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. Kach hidarko shel teicho. Pas bamelach teicho alu mayim, bamesura tishte. You know, a lot of people say, no, everything, I like this in Kaplan, but this is not for me. The daughter of the Kesar also said, everything is good, but she really thinks to put the wine in gold. And everything becomes sour. Guy doesn't understand why then it becomes sour. Why he doesn't enjoy the learning. Why it's sour. Yes, if by night he schmoozes from 10:30 till 2-3 o'clock by night, he doesn't have gishmak and learning, yes. There's nothing more to do about it. He can have gishmak and learning. And I feel terrible for him. He works the whole day. I don't know how a bocher with al gishmak sits here the whole day. I feel terrible. It's like a holocaust for them, yeah? Sit 12 hours and you can't enjoy what you're learning, it's a torture. It's a torture for them. So what do they do? No. The 5 hours he will schmooze by night. And then 4 hours lunchtime. Yeah? And then he will, Chas HaShon, has to walk up with a coffee to the Bismedrish. Yeah? And then in the middle, just to go to a 5 shekel store. Yeah? Just make sure that, you know, that the body, Chas HaShon, will not, you know, not get used to the Torah. There's nothing more to do about it. You know, maybe it's very sad, but this is the Torah we have. We have wine. Wine cannot be in a gold barrel. There's nothing more to do about it. This is what Shmuel told her. Again, I'm not telling you to try to take off. We're not in that generation. Every generation has their musik. But is the musik negushim? Is the musik negushim? Was over 250 balabatim here for Ben Azman, for Yachikale. And I don't want to know why here they managed to learn. They don't understand, even if some of them stay in some hotels, yeah? But what do they have? A little room in the Mismedrash. In America, they drive that car, this car. Here they have like buses. Shalter, yeah? This last time some of them went in a bus was 20 years ago. But you know, Pitom, the learning went into their bones. They were not living with Olam Hazeh the whole day. Me'inyan le'inyan lo'isa'inyan. We have in the parsha, this is what I heard from Eshver, it's one of the nicest things, that there's a lot of mahalchim, we'll use this mahalchim. You know, we have the parsha, Esau comes, he gets the brachas, he wants the, Yitzchak tells him, I'll give you the brachas, and Rivka sends Yaakov in. And Yaakov goes in, Re'ach ha'sode ha'sher pircha Hashem, and he gets the brachas. Yaakov goes out, Esav comes in. Vayaz gam hum atamim vayovi lahovi. Vayomer lahovi v'yokum hovi v'yoichad mitzei b'noi. Ule Yitzchak hovi, who are you? He says, I'm Esav. He says, what I'll do? Someone gave. Took the brachas. Kishmoy Esav es divrei hovi. I also want the bracha. Again, he comes in, he says, who are you, Esau? He says, I'm sorry, someone took the brachas. He says, Tat, please give me a bracha. What I could do? Your brother came, and he took your brachas. Father, you promised me. He says, what I could do? I gave him. Gvir Samtiv, I made him in charge. Ochiv Nasati Lavodim, Dogim Vetiro Smartiv, Ulechom Ma'esebni. Third time. Comes in top, bench me. I'm Esav. He says, someone came and took it. You promised me. I said, he took it. He says, what I could do? I made him a Gvir Le'ochiv, I made you a slave. There's nothing more I could do for you. Vayimer Esav Eloviv. You only have one. And he starts to cry. You know what? Get it also. What's going on here? He comes in. I want the bracha. I'm Esav. I'm sorry, someone took it. You promised me. I'm sorry, someone took it. You promised. You know, but you know, I made him a gvir. I made him everything. What I could do for you? He says, you only have one bracha. You can't give me a bracha. You know what? I'm sure all of you have this shver. So the Mefoshim say pshat like this. It's one mahalach. The Volk is there with my shver of Rom Gubitz. Yitzchok was planning to give the bracha to Esav. For sure he knew Yaakov was sitting and learning. He wanted to give Esav the gashmias. He will be the supporter of the zvul. And like this, as even the Balabatim or Shaychas with Tamil Chachomim today, Esav will have Shaychas. Rivka didn't want that we'll be totally in the support of the Esav. So she makes sure that Yaakov got the bracha. Today we know there's enough Jewish money to support all the Moses of Torah. We just need them to give it. But there's enough Jewish money. Matthias says we don't need money from outside. Esav comes and he says, Ata, get me the bracha. He says, I'm sorry. Yaakov has money. He doesn't need your money anymore. He says, you promised me. He says, I gave him. He says, you promised. He says, I gave him mish gvir. I gave him everything. What I will do for you? You think I want the gashmias just to get support for Yitzchak? I want gashmias because I want to enjoy myself. He says, Dad, take. It's worth nothing. You can take how much you want from that. Who needs the idolim hab in this world? Gashmi is not for supporting ruchnias. Gashmi is not for aliday that to learn better. Vacation not to have kayach to learn. This is worth nothing. It's goldish mit nish. Just eat up the ilam ab and nothing is left later. Take. This is what Yitzchok answered him. So Yitzchok was planning to give him gashmias for ruchnias, for helping Yankiv. Zatum Yankiv has it. Says a brocha achasi lechobi. The main is not a brocha, out is tere, and supporting tere. I want a nice car for a nice car. I want a nice house for a nice house. I want a vacation for vacation. That you can take how much you want. One more nekuda. It says when Esav was crying, Chazal tells him these two tears. If Esav, we lost two Beis Hamikdash. The Medrash says, "B'shor shebocha Esav, yorad malach me'ashomayim, v'toka kone ban in the middle of the wall, in the ocean, and Rome was made from that kone." This is the words of the Medrash. And then Rome was machir Beis Hamikdash later in life. Later in the years, I heard once a pshat. That was a bochim kotere. Was a psicha to chaburas kotchim. Bochim. In between the snoring, we learned kotchim. So, psochem, tovin nishchotem. It was the pshat. Pshat is in the water is a lot of sand. The sand flows in the water. It never stops. They put a kone. All of the sand started to gather to the kone. Eventually, an island came out of it, and from that became Rome. It's not the pshat. Esav cries so he could break our Beis Hamikdash. Because Esav cries, HaKadosh Baruch Hu burns the Beis Hamikdash. When Esav cries, it's a beginning, it's a start. Now every little aveira gathers on, but will be a time for the Chorban. Without Esav's cry, the Averis will be floating in the water and they will never catch to be a grant against us. When he cried, he put a stand, and that, when the Averis gathered together, b'mele, it happens. So when they said then, they said, A bachur l'moshul learns in yeshiva. They were convincing us to start kotshe. They say, you're learning in yeshiva. I learned briskna. You're learning in yeshiva. All with shas is a lot of yedias of kotshe. But if you don't learn a little bit kotshim, so these yedias even don't get up to one beat. But if you have it as a kvias in kotshim, it will gather up. Same thing a bachur that learns halacha. It doesn't mean that he covers everything. But I see it b'chush. The guys that have episode kvias in halacha, every week or two is a hack and this, and is a hack and this. But because they have a shaykhist halacha, it starts to gather up. Pitom, they become pkim in halacha. When a guy adds kvias, he has his masechtas. So slowly, slowly, more yediyas that he knows much more. But if he doesn't have a tfise, he doesn't have a achize, all of these things disappear in the water.